Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We're joined now by Rourke Wilson. He's of the Digital Law Company. With bullying in a South African school still a major issue, parents and guardians often ask, what legal recourse do we have if the school fails to protect our child? Rourke, thanks for speaking to us. Can you just take us through what steps parents can and should take? Assuming, of course, that they know. That's often the first problem.
Good morning, Howard. Thank you so much for having me. The first steps that any parent should take if they think their child is being bullied is immediately engage with the school. That's the first thing we want to do. We don't want to assume that the school doesn't handle things well, doesn't have a policy. We want to give them a chance to react well first. And if we then engage with the school,
yeah, I think we actually even have to repeat that because we've got a lot of Jewish parents listening. So the immediate assumption is there's no chance. Our school will never handle this properly, even though, of course, they care. Most of our schools are very, very well, we're very well versed. So I think that is an important comment.
Absolutely. And unfortunately, it is not just the Jewish parents. There are so many parents in the world. I see this so many times when we're dealing with kids in this context that parents can get very riled up, and very understandably so.
Sure,
I mean, I don't have kids myself, but I know how much my parents love me. I can understand how you want to protect your children.
You will go to war for your kids.
Exactly. I've seen that in my parents. I've seen that, but I also know how messy the world can be and how messy you can make it for yourself if you go in guns blazing without getting the full story, without giving everyone a fair chance to handle everything the best way possible.
Okay, so we'll talk about the... So let's assume you've reported the bullying to the school. Now there isn't a satisfactory response. What are your options?
So your options are to immediately escalate that to the school governing body then, if the school doesn't like it. You always want to escalate it to someone just once high up. I know it's frustrating, but generally with these things, you want to show that you're acting in good faith, that you're following the process, that you're trying to do things right.
Right.
So escalate it to the school governing body, and if you get another unsatisfactory response, you'll be escalating it to the Department of Education. And once you've still got unsatisfactory responses there, that's when we start taking legal action.
Right.
That's when we start suing schools for not discharging of their duties properly. Because when we're talking of schools, we're speaking of them acting in loco parentis.
Right.
They are now for half of the day taking your role as parents.
Right.
And therefore
right.
they need to be acting in that way. So if there is evidence that these people knew about bullying and did not take adequate steps, you absolutely can take action against the school, because if they had not acted that way, your child would not have been harmed that way.
Can we define bullying? Because that's the, I always find it a bit confusing when we talk about bullying, what it actually means.
That's because it is actually very layered. I think when we say bullying, we maybe imagine the more textbook case that we've seen recently of a physical assault, but it can take many, many forms. I mean, we've got the newest form now, which is cyberbullying, which is a lot more innocuous.
Yes, yes.
And won't happen in front of the parents and won't end up in a physical bruise, but can end up in severely psychologically traumatizing that
sometimes,
child.
Sometimes more so even. Mm.
Exactly. And then their entire school day is absolutely ruined, because now they are just in absolute knots before they have to go to school, because they know they're going to face this tormentor, which can make it very difficult.
Right.
And there are so many different aspects which can then make it a lot harder to prove potentially, or just a lot harder for us to see the effects or believe the effects if the bully does come forward in that way.
What's interesting as well is when you talk about cyber, a lot of it might not happen at school. It might be a class group. It might be something happening at night over, one of the social media sites or WhatsApp or something like that. Where is the school responsible, and where are parents responsible?
Howard, you've absolutely touched on one of my least favorite bugbears
Oh,
from
sorry.
the
Oh,
Digital Law Co.
yes.
And that is that school saying, "Oh, well, this didn't happen on school property." You know, that child
Yes, yes.
was sending those are horrible text messages. You should not tell a child to unalive themselves. But that happened on a
Right.
Saturday night
Yes,
at home.
yes.
That's not our fault.
Right.
However, what the school does forget is that they have a duty to their children when they're at school to make sure that they have a safe learning environment and feel safe to come and can properly engage with the education. However, if this child is now being bullied by another student, even if it's off campus outside of school hours, they still have to come back onto campus and face that child. It still has an impact on the education, which the school does have a responsibility for. It
Right.
does get a lot more difficult when it's, say, now two different schools and it's outside of hours and the one school doesn't really have any kind of authority over the bully. Then it gets a bit more nuanced. But generally, I don't think schools can say it was out of school hours anymore. And when it comes to parents as well, I think any parent who lets anyone under 16, I think, go on their phone alone in their room needs to bear responsibility for letting their child be alone in their phone with a room at 11 o'clock in a sleepover, you know? When you give someone who has not got their fully developed prefrontal cortex that kind of power and that kind of ability, inevitably they are going to harm each other. I mean, just look at how 15-year-olds treat each other. We were
Yeah.
all very horrible people when we were 15, not because we were horrible people, but because we were 15. You're new to the
Yes.
world. You don't know how
Yes.
things work. We've got sharp edges and bump against each other. So I think we just need to remember that kids need a few more guardrails. And by guardrails, I don't mean watch them. I mean don't throw them into the deep end of the internet
Yes.
with
Yes.
their without their full
No,
critical thinking
I think
capabilities.
your I think I thought your I think your point is absolutely right. Kids absolutely need supervision at and in fact one of our listeners saying it's a lot of this is about inclusion and exclusion. I often get patients telling me that their kids are excluded and that this is a type of bullying. I have no idea if it's true or not, but this obviously happens on social media a lot.
No, it absolutely does happen, and it's something that happened to me. I wasn't overtly bullied a lot as a teen, but I was no one would add me as their friends on social media. So yeah, I was one of those kids that begged my parents, please give me a phone and then I'll have friends, and it just gave me another dimension to not have friends. That's something that's how do you go to a kid and say stop
I
excluding them?
love
You
the
cannot
way you
make someone
frame this
be
because
friends.
you have such a real and honest way about this, and I think it's awesome because it really does talk to these nuances and to a social issue, which is really, really a problem. We do need to wrap up, but just final thoughts from you, advice to parents as if there's one thing you want parents to know about the space, what is it?
See, my one advice, and this is not for digital space, this is actually advice I want to give to everyone about everything right now. Let's not become like America. Let's not become divisive. Let's not become about making this me being right over you. Let's
Right.
making this about seeing how we can see across each other when there's a space of distance between us. Because we're not going to move forward as a group, as a community, if we're trying to win and beat each other the whole time. We're making that a competition then.
Right,
Then there has to be
100%.
one winner.
Yeah,
Let's
yeah.
try work together and remember to work together and remember that everyone is most of the time acting with good intention.
Right. Very, very, very important. Thank you for that. A critical conversation, and one certainly that was informative to me. I'm sure it resonates with parents as well.